Hi, and welcome to The Life Creative, or Coaching the Creative. We haven't quite decided on a title yet, but I'm sure it'll sort itself out once we get going. In this series of podcasts, myself, David Nixon, and my good friend Dave Brown will be exploring the dark art of creative process. Through our many and rambling conversations, we have compiled a list of words which we think are all in some way related to understanding what it means to pursue a more creative life. We hope you enjoy. A number from 1 to 52.
34.
Everybody loses.
Everybody loses.
Compromise.
Compromise.
Mm.
Right. So I think that word was born of the talk of collaborating on a creative project.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from, the compromise between two people or more who are creating, a piece of art or whatever.
Have we started now? Is this the podcast?
I think it is.
Okay. You were just straight in there. There was no warning, you know. I thought there'd be a bit of foreplay or something.
Well, I think you'll have to add some foreplay at the beginning on your own.
All right.
To introduce
you think that because we've done this before, you can just dive straight in, just wham bam. Thank you, Dave. Like, you know.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Right, okay.
Shove my hands straight down the front of your trousers.
The magic's over. This is just mechanical.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just get this done. Kind of.
Compromise.
Yes. So
it's something you and I have to do a lot, isn't it, with each other?
Well, I think even the conversation yesterday about this podcast and about the sound quality, we would both, I'm sure, like really, really good sound quality.
Absolutely.
But we currently don't, well, we have some equipment, but it's not, we haven't both got the equipment. We're obviously doing this from quite a distance, you know, 3.5 hour drive it would be. So at the moment, we're compromising on the sound quality just to get the job done.
Mm.
And I suppose that's one example. I guess what you also get into is that if you've got more than one person working on something, and I think you're right, we do this, but we do it very well. We compromise bits of what we might want in order to keep the thing moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think we do that. I think we do that quite naturally. Although we've never actually worked on a specific kind of piece of art together, have we? So that might be different.
No, I mean, there's lots of things involved in compromise. I mean, one word that's springing to mind in terms of compromise, especially, and we're talking about in the context of creativity here.
We are.
The word that springs to mind for me is negotiation, you know, the process by which we arrive at a compromise.
Yes, and I think
they do say that a good compromise is when nobody's happy. Isn't that a thing? Isn't that what they say?
I'm not sure, but I suppose it does kind of bring to mind my podcast when I used to do the kind of conversations with people, and the theme was very much around common ground, finding the common ground in a discussion or argument.
But is that the same as compromise? Is finding the common ground the same as compromise?
Well,
because finding the common ground seems to me more about kind of coming together in a place of sort of mutual benefit, whereas compromise always feels like kind of everyone's losing out on something, everyone's sacrificing something just to make another thing work.
Well, yeah, and I think that's about sacrificing something for the greater good, isn't it? It's about letting go of just what you want personally in order for, actually, I mean, compromise, not everyone's not necessarily compromising at the same time, are they?
So how might that work in a creative process, do you think?
Well, I suppose this podcast is a creative process in itself.
It is.
And I feel like we've done some compromising throughout this process of deciding what it is, working out what it is, deciding how we're going to approach doing it even. It's interesting that you say compromise, you know, compromise is almost a negative thing. People lose something.
Yeah.
See, I don't experience compromise that way. Quite happy to compromise, and it depends what it is also. It depends how important it is
Well, I guess the positive
to.
is that you are making something, like you say, it's for it's to achieve a bigger picture.
Well, and without compromise of some kind, things just get stuck.
Yes.
You just end up at loggerheads, don't you? People digging their heels in and you don't go anywhere with it. So
Yeah.
everyone really does lose in that case.
There's an Otto von Bismarck quote. Which is politics is the art of the possible. So perhaps in terms of creative process, maybe compromise is sort of part of the politics of creativity, because that's something that I don't think we've ever talked about, is the pol what are the politics of creativity? I mean small p, you know. I mean, I've worked with some quite large scale projects. I've worked on, sort of community projects and like festival events and theatre, where you've got lots of different needs and requirements going on, and you're usually working to a tight budget. And there is a politic that occurs in those environments, especially when people are kind of, when you've got lots of different types of practitioners. You've got performance artists, visual artists, and technicians, and stage directors, and kind of administrators. And everyone's got their different way of working. Everyone has a different politic to their particular professional identity. So sometimes in those situations, you're kind of having to, you're having to work through compromise all the time, and that usually comes down to your creative director or your artistic director to facilitate that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's that kind of, yeah, this is what we want. But this is what's possible. So, I mean, if I think back to my engineering career, I've had many instances of that. A designer wants something a certain way, and it's like, well, we can't actually make it. It can't physically be made. So we're going to have to find another way to produce the same thing, but not in the way they'd originally envisaged it.
That's interesting.
So to make, they might have designed something out of one piece of metal, and it's not like, well, you can't do it. You can't drill that hole inside. You can't drill the hole from the inside outwards. So we're gonna have to make, it
You
out of two
crazy?
parts. Yeah, we're gonna have to make it out of two parts. And I suppose what comes into play, I suppose, if from memory, what comes in, the egos come into play a bit there. You've got the designer, it's like, I know what I'm doing. And then you've got generally a pretty surly production person saying, you're a fucking idiot. So the communication in those cases isn't, so it's, I suppose it is, it's about how, compromise doesn't have to be painful if it's communicated in the right way.
Well, I think as well, when you're working, I mean, when you're working with skilled people, how much does ego start to play a role in, because if you just take a very sort of mechanical process-led approach, then it's just like, well, what outcome do we want and how do we get there? But it's when you have, it's human beings that make things complicated, isn't it, really? And perhaps creativity is a hindrance to compromise sometimes. Perhaps sometimes being creative, we come up with too many different ways of doing something, or we get attached to doing things in a certain way, and actually hinder the potential for compromise, cause those
We could
problems.
certainly get stuck in patterns of behavior, i.e. how something this is, I've again, we've been doing it like that for years. Why change it? It's like, well, because the new thing might be better. But I also think compromise isn't just about people losing things. Sometimes to find a compromise, you have to just offer something different. Like, you can't have that, but you can have that. And that might be better. And actually, arguably, if it's going to get the job done, if it's going to get the piece made, it is better.
Well, I'm just thinking, you got me thinking now, like, why do we have to compromise? and what are the barriers to it in any kind of process? Because I mean, you've been talking about an engineering process. I've been talking about production process. We have creative process, therapeutic process. Now, it's all process. So in any process, there is compromise. But why is that? And what are the barriers to it? Those are the questions that are occurring to me.
I mean, my immediate response to that is it comes down to the relationships, the human relationships. Because you can have someone who's saying, I want this, someone saying, you can't have that because it can't be done. And that conversation can just get stuck in that place. Whereas if those people are able to communicate and let go of just what they want, then, the barriers come down. I suppose it's for me, it's about, there's generally two people, if two or more people are collaborating on something, they all want the same thing. If you take the example of festivals and stuff, putting on events, I'm pretty sure that everyone who's involved in those things want the event to go off and be really successful and
Absolutely.
safe and all that stuff, yeah. But within that sort of little community, you get people who've just got different ideas about how things should be done. And what I've found typically is the closer you get to the deadline, the more compromises happen.
Yeah, and I mean, one thought that's popping into my mind is the example of someone having a new bit of kit. They really want to use it, and sort of the kind of, being absolutely adamant that, oh, I've got this thing and I really want to use it. And if we use it, we can do this. And you're kind of like, yeah, but we don't need to do that and we don't want to do that. And that's not part of what we were planning. So, but then it might be easier just to let them do that thing and rather
Well,
than
look,
get into a whole sort of like argument about it. And then, there could be an argument there that, well, by trying that new piece of kit out, they then know how to use it, and then we know how to use it next time and we can incorporate it. So there's a bigger process at work there, isn't there?
that would be the kind of approach I would take.
Yeah.
I've got this new bit of kit. Is there any way we can try it out on this particular project just so we can learn something about it? And we don't know that it's not going to be better than what we've got until we try it.
Yes.
But the compromise there might be that you might just use it for a little while, use it on a small part of a project. It's like, you can't use it on this bit because it's really important, but you can use it on that bit over there because it's not so important. It doesn't matter if we're a bit late or whatever.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't compromise what you're trying to achieve. And that's
The
another meaning of
overall
the word
aim.
compromise, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
To be compromised is to be threatened with, something not working.
Yes.
And yet we have this other meaning as well of the word compromise, which is to ensure that something does work through negotiation.
Yes. Yes.
English language is bloody stupid, isn't it, really? It's just,
It is, yes.
it's so confusing. I get confused by
Overcomplicated.
it.
I
Apparently,
do
I'm an
too.
English speaker.
Yeah.
But there's another, but what about when you're working on your own?
Well,
Do you have to make
actually, that
compromises
adds.
when you're working on your own?
Yes, I think so. I think about the work I do, the little clay pieces I do. We're talking about a lot of, as you know, but the people who are listening to this won't. There are lots of little rolled up balls of clay formed into various shapes. I do think there is definitely compromise. So I might have an idea in my head of what I'm trying to achieve, but because of the nature of how I make these things, I might want a really definite edge along something, but it's made up a load of balls. So getting that definite edge is not that easy.
So you have to
So I kind of
compromise.
have to get it as good as I can.
Yeah.
And obviously, the perspective, if you look at it really closely, you'll see that it's not a definite edge. But if you look at it from a distance, it looks like there's a very clear edge to something.
So we've got 52 words, haven't we,
We have.
that we've got together. I think maybe at this point, let's just explain what we're talking about. So we've got 52 words, and for each of those words, we're going to do a little podcast about how that
We
word
are.
relates to creative processing, creativity, and being
Right,
creative.
so yeah, so just to say that these 52 words, we didn't just pick them out of a dictionary.
No.
We were having the conversation specifically
Yes.
about creativity, because that's what this podcast is about,
Yes.
and what the subjects could be. And so, this is a creative process. So what we decided we'd do is we had a conversation, and we started to pluck out the words from that conversation. This example, one of them being compromise.
Because already so many of those other words are now kind of popping into my head. Because obviously, I know what they are. We know what they are. We know what we wrote down, or we have a dim recollection of it. And
Yeah.
there are words popping into my head that I don't want to, I don't want to give away too many spoilers. But one word is adaptability, being adaptive and
Yeah.
compromise. So all of these words that we're going to talk about, all of these themes that we're going to explore, they all connect. They're a big sort of web of useful meaning and understanding around creativity and how to explore and enhance your creativity and live the life creative
I mean,
as
I do
it's there.
even, yeah, and look, I do even wonder if the fact that we're talking about the word compromise right now is causing us to communicate with each other in a more compromising way.
You've gone all meta now.
You know what I mean, though? Does it? Does
Well,
it happen?
I mean, we're used to talking without any. I mean, just having a theme to work to is kind of a bit unusual for us.
Yeah.
So maybe we are making a compromise in having a definite kind of theme or title to a podcast, rather than, because what we've done in the past is just talked and talked and talked. And then at the end of it, just come up with a title out of the random nonsense we've been talking. Whereas this time we're kind of doing it the other way around, which does feel like a bit of a
Yeah.
compromise. I also think that, to kick off with the word compromise feels a bit like a, I feel like I've had the wind taken out of me. I was hoping for something really sexy, like, kind of, I don't, well, what other words have we got on that? Like sort of, ooh, discovery. Or improvisation, or one of these really sexy words. But no, we got compromise for our very first podcast on creativity. But hey, we've got to run with it. We made the rules, we've got to stick to
Oh, or not, but well, no, and I think part of this was that we would start this process and then see how it impacted on, as we talk about one word, how does that make us feel about the rest of them? I think
Compromise is
it's
a weird
interesting.
place to start, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting though, isn't
Because you
it, that
don't usually
you've
start with a compromise either.
no, but you're sort of. I mean, I think I'm right. You're portraying compromise in this context as a negative, because there was other really sexy words that we could have talked about.
Well, I don't think it's not that it's a negative. I've mentioned before, Mr. Brown, that I don't really do positive and negative. There's kind of useful and compromise. It's just a very functional, kind of slightly bland word to me. That's my entirely subjective view of the word compromise. Compromise just throws up images of men in grey suits having boring conversations over big tables.
Yes, it doesn't for me.
Well, come on, get me excited about this word then, Dave.
Well, no, compromise is a compromise is a if we do this, we get this job done. We make progress if we compromise.
Right.
Because both things can't happen, so it's got to be one or the other, or something different that's a combination of the two.
Do you think
I mean, the
compromise is
difference.
inevitable in any process?
I think compromise probably happens all the time, and we don't really think too much about it. I suppose the risk with compromise is if you have, say, someone with a very strong personality, someone with a weaker personality, or actually someone in an organization that is more senior and one is more junior. I suppose it's more likely that the weaker person let's just use that word, is going to be compromising more. So compromise isn't just about someone letting go of something they want. It's about the person who is maybe in a stronger position allowing them to have their bit.
Kind of finding out how things mesh.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more excited now. I'm kind of,
Yeah. Because I think I'm a, we've had this conversation, I'm kind of a natural mediator. So I would
Yes.
say I compromise quite a lot, but none of that's negative. I'm not giving anything up.
I'm a natural
It's just
radiator.
a natural radiator.
Yeah.
You're hot,
I'm
Dave.
hot. No, I just I think that I kind of radiate ideas, thoughts,
Yeah. No,
potentials,
but
you know.
I suppose what I mean, maybe I'm just very comfortable with compromising. Not with everything, depends what it is. It's a lubricant.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's all right. Let's know that we're adults here. It's okay. We can
Yeah.
use the word lubricant.
Compromise keeps things moving.
Stops them seizing up.
Yeah.
That's a very, I mean, obviously, we should probably kind of, I think it's important to, you know, let your audience know where you're coming from. So my background is in creative arts. Your background is in engineering. So we're both very much process orientated in our work,
Yep.
but coming from two very different settings. And I find it interesting that you kind of provided an engineering metaphor, which actually speaks to me quite strongly about how you see, you know, this concept of compromise. I think that gives me a whole new sort of perspective on compromise, on what the word
Yeah.
compromise means to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, because if you have a
And
particular party.
it's just a sec. What that sort of what I'm also getting from that is I'm seeing compromise from quite a sort of like internal, emotional, sort of personal place. You know, I said, oh, I
Yeah.
see compromise as dull men in grey suits, sort of that. You know, that's me seeing it from a quite an emotional place. But actually, what you've done there is you've taken me to sort of a systems perspective. So now I'm kind
Yes.
of seeing compromise in a more interesting way, as having as not a, not not so compromise not being some sort of boring outcome, but actually being something that creates potential, you know. So that's interesting how, and I guess, you know, perhaps that's. So what you've done there is you've just mediated, you've proved your own claim there, and moved my thinking from, you know, one point to another. So changing your perspective. So this is part of how compromise works, isn't it? About changing perspective and understanding where different people are coming from and seeing things in different ways.
Yes. And then finding different solutions. I mean, what came to mind then? I mean, sort of many instances. So we're talking about aerospace where, you know, a company's ordered some parts to be delivered on a particular date, let's say 10 of them, 10 different parts. They haven't got them. The order hasn't been delivered because, the company I work for, they're trying to get all 10 parts ready at the same time for that delivery date. They've failed. So the customer's on the phone, giving you loads of shit, saying we need all these parts now. And it's like we can't do that. But actually, if you could just spend a little bit of time telling us which ones you actually need first, like which one's going to be fitted first, you know, just spend a little bit of time and give us some information that would help us actually do the best job we possibly can for you. And then that just kind of it gets everyone involved. It means that this person isn't worried about 10 parts, they're only worried about the next one. You know, do you know what I mean? So it just kind of simplifies the whole problem. And look, I don't see, I, personally, I don't see, you know, creativity, I used to, but creativity in engineering, manufacturing, even, I'm not talking about just designing fancy aeroplanes and stuff. I mean, the whole process. I don't see it as that different from a creative process.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, so we're not, I think, in terms of what creativity is, and we're jumping into the big creativity word here, so I want to be mindful that I don't want to go too far into it. It's a human thing.
Well, I mean, I just want to think about what you said there about processes not being too different. I mean, the sort of point that I've come to in life now is that there is only really one process, and that is natural process. Everything else is based on that. Everything else is either a repetition of that, or a facsimile of it, or a synthesis, or a reduction, or whatever. But natural process is pretty much that's the process, you know. But what we have different ways of presenting that. We have different ways of replicating it, and we have different vocabularies to express it as well. So therapeutic process, narrative process, creative process, those are the three big ones in my experience. And they all have the same kind of markers on them. I mean, yeah, when you get down to sort of like the granular detail, then yeah, the differences appear much bigger because you're in the sort of macro world then. But I mean, you know, generally speaking, processes pretty much follow the same path or the same kind of dynamics in terms of how they flow and how they move forward. And you're trying to achieve something. You're trying to move from one place to another and negotiating barriers in between. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of I'm making your argument for you here about what compromise is. And so I've mentioned language. I wonder how much language plays a part in how we understand the need for compromise or make compromises, because you and I quite often sort of not disagree as such, but we have sometimes we'll have to have a conversation about a single word, usually because I've made it more complicated than it needs to be. And from my perspective, you're trying to simplify something more than it is, you know. So you and I are constantly, because I have this complexity thing going on, and you have a simplification thing going on, and between us, we're constantly compromising.
Well, no,
That
I just
puts me
think
in
that
mind of a kind of a
happens.
yin yang thing, you know. So I've talked about
No,
natural
I think.
process. I think compromise, now I'm talking about it, compromise is part of process. It's not an add-on, is it? It's part of how we proceed.
I think it's deeper than that. I think that compromise is essential to relationships.
Right,
And
okay.
what I mean by that is that compromise relies on trust, as do so many things. Relationships rely on trust.
Yeah.
So if two people trust each other, they're going to find it easier to compromise.
Yeah. And
Right,
how much does
because
compromise play a
if they,
part in establishing trust?
I suppose it's just I don't, I it's an interesting one. I mean, trust is another significant word. I just think that if two people don't trust each other, when they compromise, it feels like something's being taken away from them. But when there is trust and there's a good relationship, for me anyway, it's like actually I'm giving this person who I care about this thing. I'm giving them this compromise. I'm giving them this thing, or at least part of what they want. And maybe in return, I'll get part of what I want. That's what compromise is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes compromise is actually, yeah, I'm just going to let go of this thing that I want completely so they can have what they want. Depends on the relationship.
We've got 1 minute left on this call. Now, do you want to stop it now and start a new one?
Let's just stop it now, and then we'll have a call. And then we'll decide.
Okay.
Right then, let's stop this now.
Let's end this nonsense.
Yes, I'm gone.
Right. Okay.
We're back. So, we've just had a little conversation after the first part of this podcast. And we've now agreed, actually, we've kind of agreed a format for perhaps all future podcasts, is that we use the 45 minutes of free time on Zoom,
40 minutes.
40 minutes to have
Yeah.
the meandering conversation about the word. Then we have a conversation off outside of that. And then we come back and we just do a little review of what we think the essence of that conversation was.
Yeah.
And then what I just said was, it really, for me, it really comes back to relationships. If you have a trusting relationship, if you know that the person you are with has both their and your interests at heart, then compromise is much easier. And actually, it doesn't really feel like compromise because, I mean, I don't know, you think about it in romantic relationships. If it's someone that you really care about, you're probably more likely to be able to compromise quite easily. The
That's a
danger
whole
is that you
other area that
compromise.
you're opening up there.
Let's not go into that minefield, but it's okay. But even in any relationship, in working relationships, I think the danger is that someone ends up compromising more and more and more, and then no one's really happy. Got to be a bit of give and
I
take in
think
there.
it's, I do, yeah, I mean, within relationships, there's always compromise. The most important thing that's been said here is that compromise is a lubricant. I think that's
Yes.
it greases the wheels, I think that's what I'm going to take from this is thinking of compromise as something that greases the wheels and makes things possible, like the Otto von Bismarck quote, the art of the possible. So there is something usefully politic about this concept of compromise that enables us to achieve together, and work through unknown process, processes where there are problems that can't be foreseen.
Yeah.
It kind of it's so my mind's been shifted from one of sort of bland irritation to one of positive joy.
There you go.
Well, let's just call it joy.
Nice.
Yeah, with this idea of compromise.
Nice.
Is that the
We're
end?
done.
Is
Yeah, the
that
end.
where it stops?
I think it is. It's nice.
It's all right, isn't
Yeah. Shall
it?
we come off this and just have a quick call?
Everybody wins. When we compromise, we rise, defy the lies told to incarcerate and ultimately obliterate the potential we carry when we communicate, when we facilitate and incorporate. When we compromise, we all take a slice of pie, have and eat our cake for the sake of integration and the state of every nation, or just for your own sanity. Don't let vanity cause calamity on your trip. When we compromise, we grease the wheels to keep this train moving, grooving, rolling down the line, whistle blowing, steam pumping, piston driving, magnificent, majestic. She rides, he cries, because we found a way to make it work, because we shared our skills and knowledge, grafted hard and never shirked. Well, it was that time when we bunked off and drank beer and ate pies, but what's life without a little compromise? Because we trusted. Listened, recognized the need to hash out, not trash it all, so everyone would get now. So everyone just wants to get out and give up and go home, let the flow turn to stone. No! What that is pointless, joyless surrender to the constant offender that is apathy. We can all sit back and say it's not our responsibility, adopt some air of up your ass nobility like an ermine cloaked old crusty hack. Well, guess what, Jack? This is everybody's circus and we need the monkeys back. Heat the process up, make malleable the material of making, take a sip from one another's cup, soften to the ideas previously unthought, learn lessons never taught before, resist and be brittle. Persist and it'll come clear. Listen, and you see, dear, look at this and stay near. A little empathy, compassion to spark each other's passion. One and one is three. No river is ever refused by the sea. So find the channel, the groove, the slot, and oh my God, like summer skies. She rides, he cries, like fireflies dancing in the dark. Match styles and slap on smiles. Go for miles and make it twice the size and dial up creative lives. Feel these vibes so we don't be down on compromise, and that's how we make it happen. This is our call to action, so please subscribe. If you'd like to keep updated on developments at Driftwood Studio, then please subscribe to the Substack page, or you can contact us at info@driftwoodstudio.co.uk, or you can visit the website itself at www.driftwoodstudio.co.uk. Right, I've just got to go make a coffee.
Okay.
Well, did you have something else planned?
I've got to scarify the lawn later.
Scarify the lawn.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm just going to make a coffee.
So just sit here.
Well,
or shall I rejoin later?
You know how long it takes to make an instant coffee. I'll be that long.
Oh, it's instant. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just wait here then. Don't mind me.